Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Warriors.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. We're doing a Corona cast.
I mean, do we need to do the big fancy intro every time we do one of these?
I mean, I usually do. I don't know, maybe it's more like just a habit, because...
We could probably come up with something more clever, like, hey everyone, we're alive.
And we are alive, we're not dead. Did we talk about Ryan and his isolation situation on the previous show? Now I don't even remember.
Yeah, I think it was on the last Corona cast, not the retro.
Right.
Because, yeah, so he did a couple things.
He's still in isolation. We do have plans to set up a show so all three of us can be on and test the waters on that one. But yeah. I'm hoping that by the end of the month we'll all be able to, you know, whether, you know, you're in the same room or we're doing this all remotely still, you know, all three of us will be able to be on the official show, which will be good.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it'll be good to get the whole group back together, because it's been a long time since we've done that.
Well, Ryan, you said he's showing symptoms, right?
Right. He's symptomatic of something, so he's probably going to be out of the loop for about 2 weeks.
All right.
So.
It is what it is.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I have a bit of a headache right now, but that's just because I sat in my computer all day, so.
You've been drinking fluids? You've been hydrating?
You asked me this as I'm pouring water down my throat.
Oh, that's true. I can see you.
Yeah. We were on a Skype call recording this. So.
But yeah, you know, it's important to stay hydrated. That's something. What have you been staring at your computer for? You've been gaming mostly?
Gaming and writing.
Okay, good.
I was doing a little bit of writing today. But
being
not
productive.
Much. Trying to be productive. Tempting productivity.
Mm. We tried to spend a little bit of time outside today because it was Diz's birthday as we record this. It's her birthday for the next 60 minutes.
Ooh.
And we tried to get outside because she's been inside pretty much for 2 days. She hasn't left the house. So.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great to me. She was going crazy. So we found like this little like walking trail that we walked down for almost an hour. But, you know, we walked, like, in one direction. It's like a 14-mile trail. So we, of course, did not go nearly that far because we had the children with us.
You know there's a park and a playground down the road from you.
Yeah, but see, playgrounds... Like, let me let you in on a parenting secret. Playgrounds are fucking boring as shit. It is awful to just sit there and watch your children climb on shit for an hour.
It's not about you in that situation. It's about them.
But you're there. You're present in it. And there's nothing to do. Like, there have been times... We usually had a routine going for a while on Wednesdays, you know, before it got hot out again, where I'd pick them up from school, and we'd go to a playground after school, and I would have my Switch with me, or I'd bring a comic, and... I'd let them hang out there for an hour when I had something to do. When you have nothing to do, even if you like have your phone with you, you run out of things to look at on your phone after like 10 minutes, and then you're just there. And it's hot, and the sun is oppressive, and it's the worst.
It is Florida, so the sun's extra angry here.
It sure is.
Yep. But I have a running bet with your brother, Jeremy.
Go on.
He does not think, because he made a comment, because we took... Charlie to a park when we were in Paris, and he was just telling me how he attempted to go through the monkey bars, not the ones there, because they didn't, oddly enough, we couldn't find any, but he was saying how he couldn't make it through the monkey bars. He's like, he's not physically capable of doing it anymore, and it was quite painful for him.
Okay.
I think I'm over exaggerating this a bit, but still.
He's not here to defend himself. Late on.
Yeah. He doesn't think I can do it, but I'm sure I can get through some monkey bars. I'm like, this is ridiculous. You can make it through some monkey bars.
I think the biggest challenge of making it through monkey bars is just, like, trying to make it so your feet aren't hitting the ground.
Yeah, at our age, that's very tough.
Yeah, because, you know, we are fully grown 6-foot-tall men.
So for the rest of the trip after this conversation we had, we're just hunting down monkey bars. And I think we came up with the terms of the bet. I can't remember what they were. But we have an outstanding bet that I am capable of making it through some monkey bars.
What sort of documentation does he need that this has happened? Because, like, there's monkey bars down the street.
No, there isn't. Well, where down the street?
From me.
From you, down the street. Okay, I'll have to go there and you'll have to record me going through some monkey bars so you can send this to your brother.
I mean, are there not so monkey bars? Are there not monkey bars at Trotwood?
The park near me at Trotwood, that's the park near us.
This is very inside baseball for, like, northeast Orlando. Go on.
Yep. They redid it, and there's no monkey bars.
Oh, weird.
I was
weird.
Biking the other day for some exercise because I've been in the house for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that they redid the whole thing, and I was like, oh my gosh, some monkey bars. This is the time to, you know, rub it in Jeremy's face and show him how foolish he is, and there's no monkey bars. So
You do realize, though, that if we go and you are on the monkey bars and you fall off and puke, I'm still absolutely sending him that video. Like, well, it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's invested at that point. I mean, this is happening.
Okay. So, you know, as long as we're, like, inside baseball at Northeast Orlando, the trail we went to is called the Seminole Wakaiva Trailhead. So what it does is it goes from Altamont, and then there's, like, a 14-mile trail. I think it ends over at Wakaiva Springs.
Yeah, you're making it a lot easier for some crazy listener fan of ours to hunt us down and murder us, you know?
I've been posting your address on every show note, yes. I mean, unfortunately, you haven't been there, but I was hoping that there'd be someone in a tent in your front lawn waiting for you
when
to
I
come
got back.
Yeah. He's, like, staring longingly through your window as you're in two-week isolation now that you're back. So I did get some news from my employer today.
Oh, and?
The theme parks are staying.
Is this something that you can share on air with people?
Oh yes, anyone can go to the Universal Orlando website and see.
I want you losing your job at Universal.
Not...
Like, no one's supposed to know about this. Like giving away the release date or the ending of Avengers or something.
as of right now, they're planning on staying closed through April 19th, which before they were only planning on staying closed through March 31st, and now they've pushed it back a few more weeks. A week and a half, that is. I'm still going to be paid throughout all that time that I will not be at work, which is great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's really nice. So, by assuming that they do reopen on April 19th or April 20th, you know, once we've got, like, some social isolation.
Are they interviewing during this time frame? Because I would love to just start working for you guys and then immediately get paid and not go into work.
They, like, hire you on, like, all right, we'll pay you for 3 weeks. And
and then you'll do training.
Yeah.
And they're like,
I don't think this is for me. Thanks for the paychecks. But... So, assuming that they open up on the 19th and the 20th, we'll have not been at work for over a month. And the thought of that is thrilling to me. I love that. That's amazing. This has been a month-long vacation, just hanging out. Dez, like, she heard this and, like, was reading it on the website, and she looks like she was going to cry because we're going to be stuck in the house with the children for a month.
Now's the time to figure out some things to do.
I know, right? But see, the thing is, like, they like going outside, but there's nothing we can do outside. Everything's shutting down. You know, I don't want to put them in front of a screen all day. That's not healthy.
They have bikes and stuff. Go for a bike ride.
They do have bikes. We could go for a bike ride. They are still on training wheels, so they're quite slow. So most of the time when we go on a bike ride, I'm walking behind them. As opposed to, you know, on a bike with them, which it doesn't bother me. I don't care.
I mean, you could do the Jeremy tactic of, here's his wife and children, and he's 30 feet in front of them, turning the corner.
Oh my God, he's turning into our father.
He just goes. It's insane. Every time, when I was there for 2 months, every time we went somewhere, I would call after him, Jeremy, your family's back here.
Like, it's... Oh my God. No, that's exactly the way our father behaves.
Really?
In these sort of... Yeah, he's just like when we... when, like, big family groups would go to, like theme parks and, like, parks and springs and beaches and stuff, he'd always just, like, wander off on his own, be ahead of everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I never noticed that.
Okay, well, we'll be back here as you're doing your thing. Okay.
We miss you and love you.
So, video games. Here's a thing.
Okay.
We talked a couple of times now about playing Pokemon Gold on Virtual Console on 3DS. I got my Togetech.
Okay.
Yeah, which has been nice. I haven't gone too much further. I got the third gym badge and I got to the national park and they're like, "Hey, you want to do a bug catching contest?" Like, it's 10:30 p.m. I don't think I'm going to go through a bug catching contest process here. But to get my Togetech, it's at level 60 now. It evolved at level 14. But I did end up doing some research because I had talked about, you know, figuring out what it would take to get him to friendly evolve at a low level. And in Gen 2, the amount of, to get, like, max happiness, there's, like, a hidden experience growth. And, like, max happiness experience is, like, 250, 255, something like that. And there are certain things that will, you know, give you plus to your happiness experience. So, like, the first thing is, like, you get plus 5 just from, like, winning a battle with a Pokemon. Or like, winning a fight. And another thing is doing the haircut, of course, and using things like X speed and X attack on a Pokemon in battle. Yeah,
I thought it would be like the Zinx and stuff like that, using stuff like that to boost their stats.
That'll do it too. That's a big one. That'll give you another plus 5. But just using those X items in battle will give you like plus 3 or 4, which is impressive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you need what, plus 250, you said?
To max it out, but not every Pokemon needs max friendship.
Oh, to evolve.
Yeah, to evolve. Yeah, I didn't have to get my Togepi up to max friendship. I did go through, I fought a few battles, I used a couple of those X items that I had handy on the thing during a battle. You know, once I got it to a high enough level to actually survive a couple of hits. And I did a lot of just walking around, because, like, just walking, I think it takes, like, 128 steps to get plus 1 happiness.
Oh, God.
Which, someone did the math. In order to go from 0 happiness to max happiness is something like 75,000 steps.
That's insane.
And if you're on the bike and have a good, like, straightaway stretch, it takes about 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
To go from... But, you know, when you hatch from an egg, you start with a base happiness. I think it was, like, 120. So you're, like, almost halfway to max happiness. So, you know, I probably spent a good hour in total riding around on the bike, you know, and in between that I would, you know, fight some battles or go after the gym badge, that sort of thing. So it wasn't super tedious, but now I get to do it 2 more times for my Espeon and Umbreon.
Why don't you just do a full EV team? Just say forget for everything else. Just
I don't remember where to get the stones. I suppose
I think you could just buy them in that store.
Yeah,
Oh no, not in that one. Not in Gen 2.
In Celadon, I think you can go get them. But that's, of course, in Kanto.
Yeah,
you can't get
them
at the...
I don't know where to get the stones here, right?
I'm sure you could just find... I could, like, look it up and find some lying around on the ground somewhere. But, you know, if I'm going to run through, like, original Game Boy Color Gold, I want Typhlosion and I want Ampharos. No offense to Flareon and Jolteon, but, you know, they're number 2.
That's fair. That's legit. Plus, you would need to run an actual Eevee.
It's true.
Yep.
And that would be like the one generation where... Is Eevee in Gen 3? I don't remember.
I don't think so. I don't think they had the EVs in Gen 3. I could be wrong on that.
So Gen 4 is when it expands out, and then you have to start making decisions whether you're going to use a Leafeon or a Glaceon.
Yeah, that's where they had those evolutions.
Yeah. So, I was looking at Togetech's moveset. It's pretty terrible.
Oh, yeah.
It's real bad.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have technology in front of me, so let's...
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Let's...
You do have to find, like, the specific, like, gold, silver... Because, of course, it does learn more stuff now. But, like, in Gold Silver, it learns, like, Double Edge, and I think that might be its only damaging move, and it learns it late. So, I taught mine Swift. But the thing is, like, its special attack isn't great. Its physical attack is terrible. So, all normal moves are physical in Gen 2, but its physical attack is terrible. He can learn Shadow Ball, which I thought was pretty cool.
Its stats really are pretty bad.
Yeah, I think, like, its defense and special defense are okay, It's special.
No, they're pretty good. 85 defense, 105 special defense.
The special defense is good. That's a plus.
But HP is only 55.
Yeah, that's the thing. And its physical defense is not good.
No.
Wait, what'd you say its physical defense was? 85?
85, which is
fine. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
His attack's 40 with a 40 speed. Like, this thing is pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's slow. And that's a problem. I gave it a quick claw. Just maybe I'll get lucky at some point and go first.
Yeah, but what level is it?
16 is the level I'm at.
I'm going to pick up Sweet Kiss, Encore, Safeguard, and Double Edge, and that's going to be it.
Double Edge and Metronome are the only moves it has that even have a chance of doing damage.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
this thing is pretty bad.
It's going to be my flyer, so it'll have some utility there. So I'll have to switch out a Pokemon to use that HM. And I'm going to give it Shadow Ball, because I think it'd be useful to have a ghost move on a normal type, because, immune to ghosts, and then just have an attack that's super effective on ghosts. I don't know where else I'm going to take it, though.
I'd take it to the Pokebox.
Oh, yeah, that's...
release. And just hit release.
Take it to a place where, it can be free and roam around with other Togepis and get myself a Heracross.
Pretty much. Yeah, it is better than Eevee. I did look up Eevee. It is still better than that.
That's not a high bar.
But Eevee has a better moveset.
It's better than a Sunkern.
Quick attack, bite, and takedown. So, come on. Oh, that's so bad.
But yeah, other than that, I was just playing that a little while ago while, watching episodes of Breaking Bad. And earlier today, I played a little bit of Animal Crossing. Me and Mika were doing some harvesting around the island, doing some wood shopping. Played some Super Paper Mario. Keep on plugging away at that one.
Wow, Super Paper Mario.
Yeah, that's the Wii game for April that I want to get through.
Mm.
I told you about that, right? I'm trying to play one Wii game a month.
Yep.
Except I want to replay... Twilight Princess, but I'm not going to try to do all that in a month. I'm going to probably break that up a little bit. Because it's not a super long game, but it's...
still is pretty hefty.
Substantial, yeah. For sure.
Games I played today were Hearthstone, because they're changing the ranking system next month. And I think it's going to be a little bit more... I think it'll take longer to hit the Legend rank, which is something I've never done in the entire time that Hearthstone's existed, because I've been playing since day one.
What do you get for getting that?
Just a car back, and it's just a cool thing to hit Legend. That's the thing to do.
Okay.
And I've never done it, but I don't think I'm going to be able to, because I only got a few more days, and I...
Not with that attitude.
It's just grueling. It's so tough. And then so I lost a lot there today.
Commit. 20 hours a day, get to it.
And then I started playing some Teamfight Tactics. That's a League of Legends game that they just came out with a new set for. And lost a whole bunch there. You had those days where you just play a game and you just get your butt kicked. It seems like every day, every game you switch to is just one beat down over after another. And I had that day today. It was a tough day for games. So... I watched some House on TV and unwinded. I don't know why. I found it on some random channel.
Wait, which season?
Season, one of the earlier seasons. Season 2 or something. When it was good.
I don't remember if I ever made it to the end of that show.
It was not a good ending.
Because they got to a point where, every once in a while they'll change over the cast and have new, doctors to make fun of, and the whole structure of that show. I got to a point where his drug addiction led him to going insane, and he went into a mental hospital.
Okay.
And that was the end of his.
That's like midway through the thing. Okay. If I remember correctly, maybe a little further.
So he checks himself into a mental hospital. And that was the end of a season. And then the beginning of the next season is him in the mental hospital. But at the end of that first episode, he checks himself out.
Yeah.
So really, there was no impact there. Nope. Like they end a season on a note like, oh, what's going to happen next? He's going to be in the mental hospital, you know, for the whole next season. See how he like solves these medical mysteries from a remote location. And then like the first episode was like, oh no, he's back out. He's
fine. It took like a couple episodes to get in and out of that thing.
yeah, which you know. Maybe they had some writers change over or something, but it's kind of like a comic booky type thing where, you know, one writer will put everyone into a terrible situation. They're like, how are they going to get out of this one? And the next writer comes in, is like, don't even worry about that. We're going to ignore that.
We're going to revamp all of this. We're going to.
Yeah, it's totally fine. Yeah,
Scarlet Witch don't and even... Quicksilver are no longer Magneto's daughters. And yeah, they're both
well, Quicksilver.
And they're no longer mutants. We're gonna hot fix this.
Yeah, I don't know how that all worked out. I stopped following like anything about those two characters and their storyline. Like, oh, they're not mutants anymore. Why should I give a shit?
Yeah, they got weird.
Yeah. You know, I didn't even see or remember them mentioned when they did their big like House of X and Powers of Ten thing, which was at the end of last year's when, you know, the big collected volume of that came out anyway. Hmm. They were not present for that one, which I guess would indicate that they're still not mutants anymore. That's a weird sentence to say.
Yeah, you would have liked those comic book shops in Brussels. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
We almost stopped in at one today. There's one down the road a little ways from us.
I've been there.
And it's like comics, and they got like tons of toys and stuff. But Ripley had a pretty bad cough most of the day, so we thought like it might be kind of awkward to walk into a place and have a child that's coughing all over everything.
Yeah, especially now during the whole
right.
If they're still open.
Right, we were at a Walmart. That's a good point. They might not even be open. We were at a Walmart because Des was buying yarn because she's making hats, knitting. I think she's knitting. I don't think it's crochet. It might be crochet. She's making hats. Okay. And she needed blue yarn because the hats have to be blue. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
And
I want to wear his Waldo hat, so you should pitch that to her.
Okay. Just walk around with a red and white striped T-shirt, some blue pants.
Yeah, that's all I need. I got the glasses already.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
So while we were walking around this Walmart, just like walking to the back where they have all the yarn, Ripley's just like coughing and like covering up her mouth and like touching stuff, like, please stop touching things. I swear this child probably doesn't have corona. I don't know, we can't get her tested. No one can get tested.
Yeah, it's very light on children, so I mean it's possible they do.
Possibly. Yeah. We don't know.
Just gotta keep an eye on you and Dez to see if you guys get any symptoms.
Well, something's been passed around our house. It actually started with me. I got really congested and had a fever for a night. I took some medicine and was fine the next day. And then the next day I ended up going to a doctor and getting some antibiotics, which helped clear everything up. And then Dez got it. Dez refused to go to a doctor, got a real bad sore throat along with her congestion and lost her voice for quite a while. She's just now starting to get over it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, over the past couple of days she's finally like getting her regular voice back, and I like the really like a raspy, gravelly voice.
Sound like one of those old ladies in a Vegas slot machine. Hello, darling.
Like a chain smoker with like eight cats at home. They're all named Jesus. So, and then Mika got it, and Mika just got real congested. She did have one night where she had a fever, gave her some medicine, and she was fine the next day. And now Ripley's got it. Ripley's got a real bad cough, and she's been a little warm for the past couple days, but not so much where, you know, she's been like bedridden. She's still trying to do all the normal things, and she's been in a good mood. So like, okay, well, as long as you're getting a good mood, and you know, we can give you some Tylenol overnight, and you're fine, then.
Mm-hmm. Which they say for corona, Tylenol is like the only thing you should take.
Oh yeah,
they said something like Excedrin and some other your typical ones. You can have a bad reaction or something. Yeah, Advil.
Oh, interesting.
Like Tylenol, they say is like the only thing you should take if you're gonna take one of those type of drugs.
I had not heard that.
I just heard that from, I forget where I heard it, so I don't even know how accurate it is. This is what I've heard.
Ooh, it's from Jeremy.
Yeah, maybe.
He's got all the medical advice.
Yeah.
But all right, I think it's a good Corona update.
Yeah, we're live
for tonight. Yeah, we are alive. Ryan is alive. He we were trying to get him on a podcast.
I mean,
if you want
to call that living, I don't.
Oh, he exists.
Yeah.
He continues to consume. We're gonna try to get him on an After Dark, an actual After Dark. Hopefully tomorrow night.
Yeah, legitimate regular After Dark, not this random rambling of ours.
Yeah. Well, we'll have like some actual topics, because you know there's a bunch of things that we could talk about. We could talk about like some baseball and some basketball. Even though those things are both stopped, there's still some fun things we could talk
about
there.
See, this is a perfect situation here, because while you and Ryan are talking about that, I can surf the internet now. I have my full, yeah. I can put a game on, I can...
You play some Hearthstone as well. Yeah. Talking about pitching.
Yeah, exactly. Go into all the politics you want.
Well, we talked about politics last time. I don't know if there's any need to do it again. But the, yeah,
all politics
even though
is
movie
Corona stuff. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's true. It's totally taken over. Even though all movie theaters are closed, there's a couple of movies we could talk about. But anyway, well, hopefully tomorrow I'll send out the text and hopefully we'll get something set up.
Yep.
But yeah, that's the end. Till next time, everybody.
So long.